Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. Another big show for you this weekend. My first guest is a friend of ours for many years. Country star Lee Greenwood will be joining us later on from the 50s and into the 60s and still performing today. Rock and roll legend Frankie Avalon will be here. Karen Knotts is going to be joining us on the show. Her dad, of course, was Don Knotts, and she has a new book called Tied Up in Knots, all about her dad. Really funny guy. He's a chef and a comedian. Jeff Morrow will be joining us. Country star Crystal Gayle will be here. Movie producer Joe Berlinger, who's got a brand new show called Shadowland. It's going to be streaming on the Peacock Network, talking about conspiracies. Then from Saturday Night Live, Rachel Dratch and Dr. Linda Steingold talking about a very serious matter in our lifestyle portion. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it. The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi Today. And that is the voice of a friend of mine for a long, long time, Lee Greenwood. Hi, Lee. How you doing?
Ron, great to talk to you again. The last time I think I visited with you was at your studio in your house.
Right.
And it's great to talk to you again. I hope everything's good with you.
Absolutely. And I want to congratulate you because I just found out that you have become America's ambassador to the disabled American veterans. There are a lot of people in business and several in the entertainment business that certainly respond to the call of our veterans. But Lee is one of the top three, and congratulations on that. I don't even know who the other two are, you know, to be honest with you.
Well, I don't either, but I know that Tony Orlando and Gary Sinise and I are all American patriots that actually stand up whenever we're asked, and we are actually trustees for the Medal of Honor Society, and we're building them a new museum in Charleston, South Carolina to be completed in the next 2 or 3 years. But as far as being an ambassador for DAV, a lot of people may not recognize what DAV is or stands for. There is PVA, which is Paralyzed Veterans of America. There's the American Legion. There's the Veterans of Foreign Wars, VFW, and then DAV, Disabled American Veterans. These are all wounded veterans physically who have been on the march to protect the other veterans who may fall by the wayside, the homeless, the drug addicts, the alcoholics, the divorcees, the depressed, the PSDCC, and all of the things that might affect a veteran to stop them from committing suicide. These 22 suicides a day are the worst tragedy we could have for a military veteran who has served this country.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more. I just lost a brother. We used to talk on the telephone all the time about the commercials that run about different organizations that help the veterans. And we just couldn't understand why the United States of America wouldn't and hasn't and don't really protect the most important resource we have, children and veterans. I mean, if there were no veterans, there'd be no yesterday, today, or tomorrow for children. I just don't understand why that isn't the first priority.
Yeah, well, I think most of it is about the Internet. It's about people moving on to what's the next news. It would really help that would actually embrace it more,
right,
and make it more obvious. I mean, that's one of the reasons I've jumped in to be an ambassador for the DAV, to raise awareness of their mission and their goal. And for the next year, you'll see advertisements, me visiting veterans' hospitals across the country. On TV and radio, you'll hear spots about honoring the DAV and what it does. And hopefully that awareness will bring more donations, more funds, and take care of more soldiers.
Lee, anything we can do, you know we're in. Because, you know, all the PSAs, anytime you want to come on and talk about it, if you need an MC for a show you're doing, I'll do anything to hop on board this, because it is so important. Those suicides every day by people who protect us, and a lot of people I see protesting and everything else has no clue why they have the right to do that, is absolutely one of the most embarrassing things that this country has, not taking care of these people that you're going to be addressing.
Yeah, it bothers me. And Ron, you've always been an advocate for the military. I will draw upon you when the time comes.
The fact is, all this work that Lee does and going to be doing as the ambassador for the disabled American veterans, you and I talked the last time. I don't know how you do this. You told me you were looking at slowing down. This doesn't look like a list of dates of a person slowing down.
Yeah, I think what it is now is that I pick and choose the dates I want instead of the dates that are always thrown at me. And I've always been a worker since I was 12 years old, and that's just kind of what I do. I don't know what I would do if I just slow down, sit around the pool, and occasionally get a phone call. I just have a nature that I want to work. And my 18-year-old the other day, I must admit, we went to Scandinavia for 2 weeks with my family, my two boys, my wife and I. And the international travel, of course, takes it out of you for about 2 or 3 days, keeps your feet on the ground again. But I wasn't home but 2 hours, and I went out with four more flights to different cities before I got back home. And my son said, "I don't know how you do it." And I said, "Well, to tell you the truth, I am a little air weary, but I'm kind of like the Energizer Bunny. Give me about a week and I'll be fine."
In addition to being a great singer, songwriter, and guitar player, Lee is also a tremendous sax player. I mean, when you were here last time, you did the instrumental version of God Bless the USA on a very unique sax, I might add.
Yeah, that's my soprano sax, and of course I play all of them. When I fly, I generally don't fly the soprano, but if I do my Christmas shows, you will always see me play that one.
Lee, one of Billboard's 100 greatest country artists of all time, he's had so many big awards, CMA, ACM Awards, Grammy Awards, Top Male Vocalist. Also, something like 7, 8 number one hits, 38 singles, including songs like It Turns Me Inside Out. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And, of course, penned the song God Bless the USA, which, you know, I still think should be our national anthem.
Well, I'm proud of all of our history. Our discography stretches back to 1980, and we began releasing music. But in those days, it was considered the real country, the real mellow country that a lot of people swung over to when they were tired of rock and pop. But, of course, now all kinds of formats have blended together, and country music today is pretty quick. You won't see or hear too many ballads anymore.
No.
So during that time, of those romantic songs that I released, and there was probably 10 or 12 of those, most of them were very popular with people who first became country fans and then became a fan of us. So I'm grateful for all that.
And also honored with the Congressional Medal of Honor. When you were here, the children's book was just in its infancy. In fact, it was going to be released like in 30 days, okay? And you gave me a copy of it, but not the final copy. I went out and got a final copy. I have two grandchildren, one a little boy and a little girl, and they both love that book. I've been wanting to tell you that for the past 6 months.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
He loves that book, and it's called Proud to Be an American.
It's a children's illustrated book, and it was so penned and so drawn so that we would actually interest children of that age. And where else would you get a better idea of patriotism than through a book when kids are first experiencing books and the fantasy world that they get from reading it and learning how to read? So it's great for grandparents and parents alike to teach their kids a little bit of patriotism through our book.
And by the way, it's available in stores and on Amazon called Proud to Be an American. You did a great job with it.
Well, thank you. And education is a tough thing. You know, it has to educate the masses. And I understand the procedure of America and its education. We have two boys. One's a senior in high school and one's a senior in college. And their education from the very beginning came from us reading to them.
Sure.
So if your parents are listening to this broadcast, read to your kids early. Start just before they're a year old and read till they read to you. And once they get reading to you, then they're on their own. But that early reading makes them understand so many things, not just colors and numbers, animals, geography, but also lessons of patriotism, respect, perseverance. And so you'll get that from early reading before they get into novels and then basically something they really personally like.
When you talk about how old your boys are, I shudder because I remember when they were born. Unbelievable. Now, again, the Disabled American Veterans campaigns, including Keep the Promise, Thank a Vet. The bottom line is there's a whole bunch of tour dates, and you can find out where Lee is going to be playing between now and the first quarter of next year on LeeGreenwood.com, and you can follow him on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. He's one of those knowledgeable guys on the web. And I must again repeat that if you want to get involved, the website to go to is www.dav.org. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Lee, like I said, I could talk to you for hours. I really am so glad that you're here. I'm so glad that you're now the ambassador for the Disabled American Veterans. Thank you for your service to not only the music business, but to the business of veterans. And that's a huge, huge accomplishment to be able to be in that position and steer that kind of hope and help to our veterans that you're doing as the ambassador. Good work, Lee.
Well, thank you. We'll have some more up-and-coming news that I'd like to talk to you about within about a month. A Lee Greenwood collection of home goods is being broken. We did that in Atlanta at the Mart recently, and that national news will break shortly. We can talk again about that. In the meantime, watch for our ads with DAV and go to my website to see what we're doing, LeeGreenwood.com.
And I will tell you this, I still get a standing ovation by doing God Bless the USA as the last song. What a great way to get a standing ovation for a guy that doesn't deserve one is when I do that song.
Yeah, you do deserve it too, Ron. You're a wonderful guy.
Okay. Lee, thank you so much. Tell Kim I said hello, okay?
God bless. Thank
okay.
you, Ron.
You too. One of the nicest guys you will ever find, Lee Greenwood, the new ambassador for the Disabled American Veteran. And if the opportunity ever provides, go see Lee in concert. He does a fabulous job.
And I'm proud.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy?
One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Please send a little girl for me to thrill. A girl who wants my kisses and my arms. A girl with all the charms of you.
We're back and we're live all across the USA and around the world on Ron Segi Today. Now that the restrictions on the pandemic have eased up, cruising is back, and we're going to be talking to a friend of ours who loves to cruise. He is a legendary star, too. We're going to go cruising with Frankie Avalon. Hi, Frankie. How you doing?
For the nice intro, Ron.
Well, you know what? When you're dealing with nice Italian guys, you know, you just got to stick together. You know, Frankie?
All right. Well, yeah, I see you as that you must be that of my heritage.
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh. All right.
You and I first met at the Peabody Hotel a few years back here in Orlando, and I have on our wall of fame here a great picture, red, white, and blue, you with the white jacket, me with the red, and Wink Martindale with the blue jacket that was at the Peabody here. I think it was a radio convention a few years ago.
Didn't we have dinner after?
Yes, we did.
All right, I do remember.
Yeah, the memory's coming back. There you go.
All right, got it.
Great cruise. I'm excited about this, Frankie. I mean, this is, I mean, there's cruises, and then there are really neat cruises. And this one is with a lot of our mutual friends. Got Carl Gardner's Drifters, unfortunately, Carl, we lost, and Dion.
Yeah, well, you know what, Ron? It's a unique cruise. You know, I'm sure lots of people have cruised around this world. But this one is so unique because of the fact that it really is unique to the fact of it's music, it's inspiration, it's a feeling of reminiscing, it's a memory that we all get together and we do shows together, we mix and mingle with the people, the passengers. It's not just do a show, go to your cabin and not be seen. We really get around and enjoy the cruise with the people because for some reason, it isn't to where the people are, you know, waiting in line to say hello or sign an autographed book or something. It's not that kind of a thing. You just wander around just like any other passenger,
mm-hmm.
Have breakfast in the morning, and people come by, say hello, sit at a table with some people, reminisce, talk to them, sit by the pool, get some sun, get on a tender, get off the ship, go to a port, go to St. Thomas. Have some pina coladas,
yeah.
Back on board. So it's that kind of a feeling and a flavor to this cruising. It's not the normal to where you really don't know. Everybody gets to know one another because they're there for the same reason. It's a wonderful memory, and it's a time of the period of their life that they'd like to reminisce about.
You know, I give you a lot of credit for doing that, though, Frankie, because I remember we were going to do something very similar with our mutual friend Tony Orlando, and what happened was that the comment was made somewhere in the discussion where, you know, you really don't get any relaxation on these cruises for the entertainers. I mean, for the guest, it is, wow, it is out of sight. But, you know, you guys really do it right because you do mix with the people, which is what they want to do. They not only want to see Frankie Avalon singing Venus, which, by the way, was the song we came in on in this segment, but they also want to see Frankie Avalon have that pina colada and sit next to him at breakfast.
Well, you know, you're right, Rod. But, you know, first of all, the most important thing is you have to be a people person.
Right.
Tony Orlando is a dear friend of mine. He is a people person.
Yes, he is.
Dion is. The people that Time Life puts together on this cruise, they are people person. They like to be around people. Some people don't want to be around people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind it. I've been like that all my life. And the friends that I just talked about, they're the same way. So that's why we don't mind it. We enjoy it.
Well, that's sensational.
Well, not only that, Ron, you know, the mere fact of you're on a ship that the crew caters to their passengers. You get the best food. You get the best service. What I like about cruising is the fact that you don't have to make any plans at all. All the plans are made for you.
Right.
When I get on a cruise and I get into that cabin, and my luggage is right there because they put it there, and I take out my clothes, and I don't have to get taxi cabs. I don't have to make reservations at hotels. I don't have to go into different areas, whether it's good or bad. I'm there. They take care of everything. When I get off the ship, there everybody is together. You know, you enjoy the sun. You enjoy the beaches. So how much better would you want than anything like that?
Well, you know, and as an entertainer, you know that the best part of this job is standing on the wings waiting to go on. You get paid for the travel. And
that's right.
And in this particular situation, you're at a home base for 8 days. I mean, it's a perfect scenario for you.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you haven't cruised, the experience is unique because of the fact that your luggage is tagged. It's brought to you. Everything is done systematically. That's why cruise lines have been on the up for a long, long time, because they are so enjoyable.
And the fact of the matter is, this attracts the exact demo that is going to be just outrageously happy to see all of you guys and girls.
And not only that, you know, it's an opportunity where people have so much fun, Ron, because on their cabin doors, I remember the first one I did, they put on their cabin doors, they put, like, old pictures, photographs of some of their favorites. They put photographs of them with their husbands that were then their boyfriends at the time. And they really dress up their cabin doors. They'll come out at night and put on a poodle skirt or a pencil stick skirt or a guy that's got the duck tail. And, you know, it really is a fun time. It's an experience, and it's the best.
Oh, gosh. You and I'm sure, have a million mutual friends. But one buddy of yours who I see often and talk to often, we joke around all the time. All I'm going to say is that he has helmet hair, and you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, Tommy and I have been friends for years and years and years, you know.
I think he uses your name at room service sometimes. He's a piece of work.
He sure is. He's a very talented guy and a friend for many, many years.
Frankie, what is it when you walk out on stage and you see all of these people who remember every single word of your songs, remembers the movies? I mean, that is a sign of fine wine, is when it gets better year by year. And it has lasted a long time for you, and rightfully so, my friend.
Yeah, Ron, you know, it's very touching. I go into the audience quite a bit because I like doing that. Again, I'm a people person. So when I'm out in the audience and I'm singing, and I'll pass by a table or seats or whatever, and I'll see someone with tears in their eyes.
Oh, wow.
Because it must be something very important to them. And I get pretty teary-eyed myself because I know it's affected them some way, you know. So that makes me feel real good.
Oh, boy, and rightfully so, too. Hey, Frankie, it's always great talking with you, and look forward to coming back down here to Orlando one of these days.
Yeah, pretty soon, hopefully. Ron, nice talking with you again. Hope to see you. In the meantime, for those of you who want to get away from the kids, the grandkids, and go on a nice cruise and become 17, 18-year-old again, come and join us on the cruise. It's wonderful.
Going to do that, Frankie. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Frank.
Bye now.
Frankie Avalon has been our guest, one of the real legendary singers of our time. Boy, I tell you, what memories Frankie brings back.
Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Frankie.
I'll never let you go. Why? Because I love you. I'll always love you so. Why? Because you love me.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
USA Radio News.
President Biden is crossing the pond ahead of the state funeral for Queen Elizabeth II. People waiting in line to file past the casket were greeted by King Charles and Prince William, who made an unannounced visit. As expected, the Justice Department has filed their appeal against an order barring it from using documents seized at former President Trump's Florida estate. A Trump-appointed judge denied a similar motion on Thursday. Yeshiva University, an Orthodox Jewish school in New York, abruptly suspended all student club activities after the Supreme Court lifted a hold on an order forcing the school to recognize an LGBTQ student group. Puerto Rico is under a hurricane warning as Fiona heads towards the island. Meanwhile, western Alaska is dealing with remnants of a typhoon expected to bring high winds and flooding to the region. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. And if you are living on this planet, you know that theme song. In fact, I would assume to think that people not on this planet would know that theme song. Of course, it's from the Andy Griffith Show. And joining us right now is a lady that I am very anxious to talk to. I know she has a new book, and I'm so excited about it because she's quite a lady. It's called Tied Up in Knots. Joining us right now is Karen Knots. Hi, Karen. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, I failed to mention, but I think people could probably connect the dots, that you are the daughter of the great Don Knots, and you've written this book, which has a great name, Tied Up in Knots, My Dad and Me. Was it difficult to write a book like this? Because you really have written it warts and all, Karen.
Well, it was difficult for me because I never wanted to write the book. And everybody kept telling me, you need to write a book. And I would be like, no, I'm an actress. I'm not an author. Da-da-da-da-da. But for some reason, about 10 years ago, I started interviewing people about my father, not really even knowing why I was doing that. But I thought, maybe someday I will write the book. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, about a year and a half ago, I decided that I wanted to write the book. And then the pandemic hit, and I couldn't get out, you know how that is. So I had this backlog of interviews that I had done, so I was able to do it. And it was really exciting. So I've gone on tour with my show, which is also called Tied Up in Knots.
Right.
But the book is more of introspective.
It is a fascinating book, and one that I think everybody should read because everybody's a fan of the show. Now, your dad was quite an individual. I want to begin, though, by saying this, and you mentioned it in the introduction, that you are an actress, you're a playwright, you're a stand-up comedian, and you have penned one woman plays, Roger and Betsy. I would assume that to a certain extent, and I've asked this to Lucy Arnaz and Dina Martin, is it difficult, Karen, to be the name Knots, to be in the shadow of your father? Does it open doors, or is it harder to get in those doors?
Oh, it's a complex thing because, you know, in Hollywood, everybody uses any name that they can. And so at the same time, people are resistant to that, you know. So if you use, you know, a certain name, then they may put up a barrier against you. But on the other hand, like if you do something with it, like I wrote the book now, people are interested. And when I had the show, people that using the name with a product, that seems to open up doors. But before, when I was just trying to get into acting and would use the name, then it seemed to close the doors, oddly enough.
I can understand that. Let's talk about your dad. First of all, I have often said that the character of Barney Fife is genius. I mean, he originally went on that show to be the sidekick of Andy Griffith. And, of course, within just a couple of episodes, Andy had the foresight to see that this man was the star of the show from the standpoint of one-liners. Andy was the straight man. But this character, how did he invent it? Because I have to tell you, I watch the show like twice a day, and I'm not telling you that because you're on the show. And I've seen the episodes 9 billion times. I am still in awe of that character.
Everybody is, because it's a genius. You're right, it is a genius. I don't think my dad had any knowledge of playing that character until he saw Andy. You know, they had done a play on Broadway together called No Time for Sergeants, and then they went their separate ways. Andy went to do the movie Facing the Crowd, and my dad went out to the Steve Allen Show to Los Angeles. They were out of touch. And then Andy saw, Dad saw Andy on an episode of the Danny Thomas Show, and his friend Pat Harrington said, that's a pilot. And Andy signed up to do a pilot. So Dad called Andy, and geez, you could be the deputy on your show. We were playing the sheriff. And Andy said, Don, I didn't know you were out of work. I thought you were on Steve Allen. I said, no, the show was canceled. And he went in and auditioned, and And he was only offered a couple of episodes. But after two or three of those shows, they realized what they had.
There's no doubt about it. And as I mentioned before, the lines and nip it, all of these lines that he had. I just can't express the character. You know, they talk about Shakespeare and the characters in Shakespeare. I mean, this is similar or better than that. I mean, because nobody before he did that ever had that kind of a character, and nobody will ever be able to repeat it in the future. To talk about some of the personal things here, because I know that you really go into great detail on the book. I mean, you talk about the fact that his childhood was very abusive. I guess he became a ventriloquist for a while. I saw a couple of pictures of him as a ventriloquist. Was he kind of a womanizer? I hate to ask his daughter that, but I'm going to ask you that.
No, he wasn't a womanizer. He was a ladies' man.
Okay, that's better.
Women loved him, and he did have lots of dates, and he had girlfriends. I had a mother and two stepmothers, but he was a very kind person. You know, I never had no problem with any woman. Nobody ever said to me, oh, your father was terrible or whatever, you know. Every woman loved him. In fact, Sam Bobrick, who was one of the writers, biggest testament to your father is that all of his ex-wives showed up at the funeral.
Oh, I guess that is. Yeah, right. He didn't want you to go in the show business, did he?
No, he didn't. I wanted to go on the Andy Griffith Show when I was a child, and he said that it would be a lonely life for a child, and I guess it was a little bit lonely for Ronnie Howard. Got him some, you know, things to do on the set. They played ball with him. But my dad made me wait until I was 16. He put me on his variety show. So he changed once I got older. And then when I started pursuing it as an adult, he was totally supportive.
It's good advice because I'm sure that he saw a lot of child stars go south. Of course, Ronnie Howard isn't one of them. But I was friends with George Lindsay, and I was having lunch with him one day in Nashville. And I asked him about the show, and he said, well, all I can say is that I should have been nicer to that little boy. It could have been an Apollo 11.
He was a very funny man.
Oh,
George.
Yes, he really was. Tell us about his later life. He was failing in health for a long time. Was he not, Karen?
Not that long. He got, I guess, around 2001. But see, he had bronchitis on and off. His lungs were weak. And around 2001, he did start getting a little bit more seriously ill with the lungs. But he still worked. Even then, he did voiceovers all the time. And he still toured. And even he had a little oxygen tank that he had to take with him the last 5 years. Even with that, he was still working.
God bless him. I tell you, he was a real, real trooper in this business. And he left the Andy Griffith Show to go into more feature films. Did he ever regret that?
No, he did not. Because, you know, playing Barney Fife for 5 years was extremely, extremely difficult. You know, he was a perfectionist, and the character was perfection. And to keep that level of perfection going is not really possible. He couldn't live a life. He had no life. I mean, in those days, he did many more shows per season than we do now. It was like 24 shows.
Right.
Or more than that.
26.
You know, he couldn't really live a regular life. So much was demanded and expected of him. They were really working on two shows at once. They would be filming one show and doing the script read for the next week's show. And so over the weekend, he was learning his lines. And, you know, very little time off. He was almost every show. Really all he could get.
In testament of your father's talent, a lot of people get pigeonholed into a role. As strong as that role was, he could do other things and be received as another character. And that's an immense talent in this business. Karen, I know you're on a busy schedule. I invite you to come back anytime and talk about the book and talk about what you're doing. We need to do that. Tied Up in Knots, My Dad and Me, is penned by his daughter, Karen Knots. And Karen, please come back because I want to talk about what you're doing in show business. And when you have more time, let's do that.
Oh, I will. Thank you for the offer. I would love to.
Okay, Karen, thank you so much for writing this book and good luck, and we look forward to your return.
All right, great.
What a nice lady. Very, very cool person. And she would have to be because she's Don Knotts' daughter, and he's about as cool as they got. And that music, once you hear it, you know exactly where it belongs, and you can't get it out of your head. I guarantee you that for the next 14 hours, you'll be walking around whistling that song. And of course, it was the theme from the Andy Griffith Show, where so many stars got their start, including, of course, the father of our guest, Karen Knotts, Don Knotts. And I got to tell you, as I mentioned in the interview, That character of Barney Fife was pure, unequivocal genius. It has never been done before, and it will never be done again. And I want to take a little time out to remind everybody to check out a couple of our websites. One is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com, where you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7 by just hitting the icon that says Listen Live. And then you can also go to segisings.com, segisings.com, and you'll learn all about our tour with my 15-piece orchestra. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at...
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. I'm very anxious to talk to our next guest. I'm going to run down just a few of the things that he has done in his career. First of all, he's an Emmy-nominated celebrity chef. He was on the Food Star Network where he won He also had his own series, The Emmy-nominated Sandwich King, which I'm sure everybody knows him for. He's on four-time Emmy-nominated shows, The Kitchen, now in his 32nd season, Food Network's number one primetime show, Worst Cooks in America, the primetime game show, Kitchen Crash. He also is the founder of Mario Provision. You've seen him on our friend Jimmy Fallon show, Steve Harvey, Good Morning America, and he also has a band called The Jewel Bags we want to talk about, and his cookbook. Unfortunately, we don't have time to have him on the show anymore because there's so we don't have any more time.
I'm tired just hearing all Jeez, that. I'm tired of hearing that rap sheet. Man alive, I really did all that.
Sounds like an obituary. Joining us right now, Jeff Morrow. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Great, Ron. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
I failed to mention, though, that this podcast you do with your little sister.
Yeah, it's called Come On Over. You can listen wherever you listen to podcasts. About 100 episodes. She produces it and edits it. My co-host. Rarely have celebrity guests on. It's mostly my family.
That's great.
So much fun.
Lead guitar and singing in the neighborhood band called the Jewel Bags. I'm a singer, and I tour with a 15-piece orchestra. But back in the day, I belonged to a garage band called Men with Mortgages. But we had to break up because everybody got older and paid off their mortgage, and we couldn't use the name anymore.
It sounds like you guys could open for us or vice versa. We could open for you. We're always teetering on the edge of breaking up, as do most dad bands do, right? Because we got to not only get together to rehearse, but also take tournament little league and soccer. And the old lady at home is breaking our chops. You know, it's just too many things running against us. But as long as you book a gig, the band stays together.
Doesn't make a difference if they get paid or you pay to do the gig. Just as long as you got the gig.
Amen. Listen, Amen. We just did our gig. Our last gig was 2 weeks ago at a place in the neighborhood. Ron, I'm not going to lie. We made $750 to split between the five of us. It was our first paying gig.
Wow.
Normally, they charge us for beer.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, I've never been in a band where I had to buy beer before. I mean, what's going on in this country?
Oh, that's funny. And that's the reason, ladies and gentlemen, for a lot of the success that Jeff has, because he puts a different comedy twist to all these things that he does. Football season has started, and everybody talks about getting together with the games. You have a different twist on this. You're not only wanting to feed the people at the game, but you want to feed your dogs at the game. I mean, why leave out these furry friends, right, Jeff?
They're staring at you the whole time, right?
I know,
all you
want
to do is watch the game. You want to indulge in your favorite game day foods, Italian beef, pepperoni, deep dish pizzas, chicken wings, all this stuff, and the dogs are staring at you with those wanton eyes, being like, please just give me a little bite of the good stuff. And this is the thing. Give them what they want, right? So partnered up with Caesar and did a new spin on it to kind of create something exciting for them, namely this Caesar 7 layer, which is literally 7 layers of, you got the dry dog food, their favorite, my dog's favorite is the filet mignon, because they are the finest of pups.
Yeah.
And then their favorite wet dog food on there, then another layer of dry, another layer of wet dog food, and then another layer of their favorite treats on top, creating 7 distinct layers that really show them that you truly love them as much as they unconditionally truly love you.
Wow, I don't eat that good.
No, you don't.
I was talking to the late Andy Williams one time. He says early on in his career, every place he went, always brought his dog with him, and he used to buy the food for the dog and then buy a can for himself because he couldn't afford a meal. And he says some of this stuff is really good. And this thing sounds like it's really a gourmet, this 7 layer.
Well, anything fit for Andy Williams is fit for your pups. You can get other matchup recipes too at Caesar.com. Doggy spin on barbecue wings, or loaded sweet potatoes, or chili, or nachos. And they have all those recipe ideas for your dog
really? At
Caesar.com. So look at this. Look what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Changing the world, one doggy meal at a time.
But you know what? I just can't comprehend the doggy holding a chicken wing. How do they do that?
Wow, no. You're just recreating the flavor profile. Listen, Ron, come on. You can't, the dogs, they don't have opposable thumbs. Like, that's what separates the humans from the dogs. So you got to put it in a bowl for them because they got snouts. You've seen a picture of a dog, Ron? Like, the anatomy of a dog?
Not lately. I don't really pursue that, but I'm going to start. I'm going to Google it tonight when I go home.
Please be careful. It could be a black hole.
Jeff, how did you get interested in being a chef?
Oh, man, food is like, food is everything. I was always an entertainer, comedian from a very young age when I learned to kind of work a room or work a dinner table with jokes.
Right.
And when I had to kind of start making my own scratch, I realized that cooking is very similar, right? I mean, creating food is, and watching people eat and smile and chew and be satiated, is just another form of entertainment, and I just love just taking something and making something new out of it. That's why I've always been like a deli guy. To me, the deli case is a stage. And you sit there and you slice the meat and you make the sandwich in front of the customer. And so from the time I could have a job, those were always the jobs I gravitated toward. Another way to interact with people and make them smile and laugh.
I think that's a tremendous concept and format, because you're right. You watch a lot of cooking shows, and it's very, like any show can be after a while, watching a play-by-play guy, you know, whatever the case may be, talk show, whatever the case may be. But you've added comedy to it, and that's the part that I think is genius. I really do, Jeff. Are you of Italian descent?
Yes, I am. It's okay to assume that. Beautifully coiffed hair, my olive oil skin. In my penchant for, you know, a good joke. But, yeah, I'm full-blooded. One of the last generation, you know, around these parts that are full-blooded Italian. So, you know, I grew up with, you know, centerpiece of everything. Celebration, sadness, anything. A Tuesday afternoon was always food.
Always food. Now, what part of Italy is your family from?
So, Calabria. In Naples and a little Sicilian.
Okay, so you're
mostly Calabrese.
Okay, so Calabrese, Napoleon, and Sicilian. I'm all Sicilian.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, and that's the reason why I got such a piece of humor out of your favorite color. Ladies and gentlemen, his favorite color, now listen to this carefully, is pastrami. Now, on the color chart, when I go to Sherwin-Williams, I've never seen pastrami.
You just wait till 2022 Pantone Color of the Year, pastrami. Mark my words.
I see your little dog is looking for some food right now as we speak.
The dogs are so hungry here. Do you hear that, Ron?
I can't believe it. Well, on cue.
Look at my dogs are only half Italian, unfortunately. They don't understand.
Yeah. On cue, we're doing a thing about dog food, and on cue, they're barking. Smart
hey,
dogs.
Listen, show business, baby. Beautiful career.
Hey, Jeff, where can we go for more information about what we're talking about today?
Go to Caesar.com for more information on how to get those matchups. And you go to marlprovisions.com. If you want any of my sandwich kits or meats, or and go to comeonover.com and listen to the podcast.
And I got to tell everybody listening, this is not a setup where his dogs are barking on cue or it's a sound effect. This is a family business here, ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody's got to earn their keep around here, including my two dogs. How do you think they afford that seven layer?
Nothing like putting them high on stage at a young age, get them started right. Hey, Jeff, you're a great guest. Do me a favor. Come back and join us sometime, okay?
Anytime you want, Ron, I'm here. I'll be waiting for my phone until next time. I'm not leaving my house.
Okay, don't go anywhere, because if I miss, you know, first time, God knows when I'll call back, okay? So make sure.
Amen. Thanks, Ron.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. Funny guy and a great chef, Jeff Mario. Can't believe those dogs are barking on cue talking about dog food. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Root, has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, and they include Lee Greenwood, Frankie Avalon, the daughter of the great Don Knotts, Karen Knotts, and comedian and chef Jeff Morrow. Next hour, Crystal Gale will be joining us. Then a gentleman by the name of Joe Berlinger. He's quite a man. He is a filmmaker, an Academy Award nominee, and he's got a brand new docuseries going to be premiering next week called Shadowland. It's all about conspiracies, and it'll be streaming on Peacock. And then later on from Saturday Night Live, Rachel Dratt will be here, and Dr. Linda Steingold talking about a very serious matter. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy today.